Welcome to the Hidden Palace with Sky Blaze.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Sky Blaze, and this is the Hidden Palace here on Radio Sega. So, yeah, this is a big weekend for Radio Sega. It's our birthday! Yay! What? Do you mean there's no sound?
I can't hear you.
Can you hear the music?
No, the music's gone.
What?
I heard the music start and then it faded out and it's gone.
Can you hear it now?
Apologies.
Okay. Can people in the Discord confirm if they can hear me? Right. Yeah, thanks for scaring the pants off me there.
Ugh, for heaven's sake.
Apologies for my husband frightening the life out of me, thinking my setup wasn't working. Okay. I'll kill him later, it's fine. So 2006 is a notable year for many reasons, and well, not all of them are good. Sonic 06, we are looking at you. The most notable is, of course, the creation of Radio Sega, and that means it is our birthday, so yay! So, as part of this weekend's birthday celebrations, I thought I would look at some games that were released in 2006. Jamie says, Bang Grey 4 from tuning in. I'm giving it some thought for the scare he just gave me. Electrobugler says it's the year the PS1 got discontinued. Yeah, are phones the new mouse? Are you now killing phones instead of mice?
Apparently.
You know, you have an entire laptop there. Why aren't you listening to it through the laptop? Moving on. So the first game I'm going to talk about today is a game called Under Defeat. While this was originally found in Japanese arcades from 2005, ports of the game were brought to Japanese Dreamcasts in 2006. Yes, you heard correctly. The Dreamcast was still getting games as of 2006. Only in Japan, but still. This game is a vertical shoot-em-up developed and published by G-Rev, and sees you and a friend playing as helicopter pilots during an alternate reality version of World War II. You're playing on the side of the Empire, who are German-speaking, and fighting against the English-speaking forces of the Union. So, is this like an Are We the Baddies sort of situation? Jamie says Grey 4 just don't go near any form of technology.
I mean,
I am tempted to put Grey 4 in a Faraday cage, not gonna lie. So in a slight evolution from your typical vertical shooters, you can position your helicopter to fire while on a diagonal rather than just straight ahead, allowing you to get shots in at your enemies from a different angle than is typical for this style of shoot-em-up. Along with your main weapon, you also get access to bombs and options which can aid you in defeating various military enemies you're facing, including tanks, gunships, and other helicopters. Ooh, helicopter duel. So Pocket Hilarion Resident SD says that you should be using Terra Player, and I agree. And Electro Boogaloo's just posted a screenshot of Under Defeat, so yeah, it looks pretty good. So I'm going to play you one of the music tracks from it. So first of all, we have from Under Defeat, Death Valley, which is boss number one. And then after that, we have our first request of this evening. I've had quite a lot of them today, which is rather nice. We have from Afterburner Climax, Sleepless Sanctuary. So enjoy those, and I'll be back after this music break to talk a bit more about Under Defeat. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Gavi, and you're listening to The Hidden Palace with Skyblaze on Radio Sega.
And that was Afterburner Climax, Sleepless Sanctuary, requested by Electric Boogaloo. And before that, we had From Under Defeat, Death Valley Boss 1. So as with a good number of other shooters, Under Defeat allows you to collect pickups. And these can change your main weapon from a machine gun to a cannon, and finally a rocket grenade. Each of these have their own pros and cons. Being originally an arcade game, the gameplay has not altered at all to hide this fact, so if you manage to complete all five stages from stage 1 to stage 5, then you get to do it all over again from 2-1, with an increased difficulty level, altered backgrounds, and with the stage being mirrored vertically. Jamie's saying Viper has the sound of his keyboard while Skyblaze has the sound of their mouse. The mouse, I used to have a mouse that was much louder, but Greyfall kills technology, as we've already established, so he murdered my old mouse, so I had to buy this one, which is a SteelSeries, and it is quite loud.
It's more durable.
It is more durable, however, so hopefully he won't kill this one. Same with the Corsair mouse that I got through work. More durable mice, good when you have a Greyfall in the house. I'm a bit concerned about letting him use the Dreamcast keyboard, which I got fairly recently, because it's a really nice keyboard. I'm a little bit concerned about it. But yeah, at least the keyboard is not as loud as the Razer Black Widow, which I have kicking around somewhere, which is really loud. Anyway, moving on. On the initial release of the game, it was advertised as being the last game to be released for the Dreamcast. And it was. Until it wasn't, as a couple of games were released in the following year. Further to this, Under Defeat had three editions released for the Dreamcast. The regular edition, a limited edition which came with an alternative game cover, and an arranged soundtrack CD. And for those who pre-ordered the limited edition through Sega's Direct store, they got treated to a sticker and poster along with the soundtrack CD. And Jamie's saying, never let Greyfall near that Dreamcast keyboard. Yeah. He's kind of laid claim to it. Nick's saying, does Greyfall murder headphone cables like Nick does? You've not been that bad on headphones?
No. Pretty good.
But it's headphones cables specifically, and you use wireless headphones. Including the Razer Black Sharks, which again I got for work and managed to use like for the duration of my review and never at all since.
They are right there. You can move them and take them if you want.
I can't really when they're on your head.
I don't sleep in them.
And Nick's saying Sega Direct is the predecessor to the current Sega store over on X. So, yeah. Green Kale Simo said, odd I'm giving, I'm missing the Hidden Palace given the name. Well, tune in right now and you can listen. In all caps. This is the problem of using a new keyboard. It's you have to get used to the layout. I touch type, so my fingers are all in the wrong place. Anyway, tippy tappy type. Yeah, at least it's as I said, at least it's not the Black Widow, which is really loud. Yeah, I'll post a picture of the Dreamcast keyboard and the lovely mouse mat I got along with it as well. So I'll post that while we're having the next music break, which is going to start in a moment. So another track from Under Defeat, we have Can't Come Back, which is from Stage 1. And then another request, this one is from Sonic 06, and it is Extras, requested by Pocket Aleri. So enjoy that, and I'll be back after this music break.
We'll be right back.
we are back. And that was from Sonic the Hedgehog 2006, extras requested by Pocket and Larry. And then before that we had Under Defeat Can't Come Back, which is stage one. So next up we have Ore no Dungeon, or My Own Dungeon, Desire and Adventures for the PSP. This is developed by a name that I'm sure will make Darren quite happy. It was developed by Climax Entertainment. Is that the same Climax as the one you like? I can't remember. And it was published by Sega. In it, you play the role of a boy who happens to be a treasure hunter, Shades of Locke from Final Fantasy VI. And after a recent looting adventure, he disturbs a dungeon spirit called Dankichi, who infects the boy, and in the process, Dankichi's anger causes a new dungeon to be created, leading to the boy's untimely death. However, not all is lost as the boy and Dankichi awake in front of a judge, who decides that as the boy was killed by Dankichi, he may get the chance to be brought back to life if he clears six of the dungeons that were created due to Dankichi's anger. It's a bit of a weird concept, but okay. Well, that it could be, you know, Japanese folklore or mysticism going on here that I don't know a huge amount about. Bits, I know bits and pieces, but the details are not entirely sure on. You start off in a town where you can collect quests and purchase items. Once you're down in the dungeon, you're doing so from a first-person perspective. And as you navigate the depths, you'll have to keep an eye out for items, all the while avoiding various traps and monsters that inhabit the dungeon. While the game has you work your way through these dungeons, one of the key features of the game is getting to design your own dungeon. Those of you who are fans of Dungeon Keeper back in ye olden days might be familiar with this concept. In order to do this, you will need materials, which is where the Dankichi comes into play, as he has the ability to absorb not just items, but the traps and monsters as well. And with these materials, you can synthesize all the necessary components in order to construct your own traps, monsters, and eventually, your very own dungeon. Once you are happy with your dungeon designs, you can then challenge your friends via an online battle mode to see if they are good enough to beat your dungeon. Darren's saying this does sound like something that Climax would make. It sounds like a really interesting concept, actually. And we do have... well, we've got a couple of PSPs and now a soft-modded Vita. So if there's a language patch for this, or it came out in English, unlikely. If there's a language patch for it, we could probably give it a play and see what it's like. Yo-ho, fiddly-dee, and all that. Let's see, what else is going on in the chat? Doan's cat Hugo recently had to have dental surgery and he is feeling a bit sorry for himself and not eating properly. So, best wishes to Hugo, I hope he recovers swiftly. Having had dental surgery myself relatively recently, yeah, it's bad times. It is not a fun experience, so... Poor Hugo. Okay. Nick is saying that the jazz arrangement of extras from Sonic 06, they think it's lovely, although they definitely heard someone say that the song doesn't feel fitting in Sonic 06. I can see how they'd say that, but since it's like an extras menu thing, it's not a huge deal. But let's have some more music. So, thanks to Viper, I found one track from Ore no Dungeon, and that's the title theme. So enjoy that. And you also got Sega Ages 2500 Golden Axe Wasteland, requested by Nicholas Haman, and then Initial D Street Stage Dogfight, requested by Jamie. Enjoy! We'll be right back.
the best Sega music, live shows, and the chance to request your favourites. This is RadioSega.net. Sega!
Shout out. まだ若い見放されてからが本当のパワーライン激流にも完璧にドライリーもしも運命がこの花ならば波見ぬまれてしまう前に今踊り上がりキラキラ光りティラセサンドフォーしびれた夢
Initial D Street Stage Dogfight, requested by Jamie. Before that we had from Sega Ages 2500, Golden Axe Wasteland. Yes, it is called that, apparently. You can take it up with Nick if that's a problem, because he was the one who requested it. And then before that we had from Ori No Dungeon, the title theme. Yes, I got some pretty nice mixes out of that, actually. The Golden Axe Wasteland into Initial D actually mixed quite well. I was a bit surprised. So lastly, we are going to be looking at a game from the final console that Sega created, the Pico Bina. Not counting the miniature consoles, because they don't count. And that one being Tomika de Asobo, I think. Or Let's Play with Tomika. Developed and published by Sega Toys in 2006, this edutainment title is all about teaching road safety, using the medium of Tomica die-cast vehicles, which were produced by Takara Tomy and are very popular in Japan, apparently. As with many, if not all, Pico titles, the game consists of a book which connected to the game cartridge itself. On Let's Play with Tomica's first page, you can create a car and run it through some basic tests, such as testing its speed, braking power, and how fast you can drive it off-road. Asobao. Okay. Thank you, Nick. You can also get a chance to play this two-player, with each player selecting a vehicle from either a sedan, a sports car, minivan, SUV, or your own custom vehicle. Where was I? Lost track of what I was talking about. The next page sees you playing as the police as you chase someone who is speeding through the city. The fire brigade as you put out fires in a burning building. And finally, there is a safety quiz. As you play through the game, you'll unlock various Tomica vehicles that are accessible within the Tomica Museum for you to view. Jamie's saying, did you say Takara Toy Cars? This is my introduction to them. Road Trip Adventure on the PS2. Okay. Yeah, I think they're a bit like a lot of British people would recognise Tonka toys as being a similar sort of thing. Little diecast cars. Amazingly, Nick and Viper did manage to track down one, and I do mean one, track from... I'm not sure if it's this game or if it's a related one. I think it might be a different game from the same series of games. But this is from the Sega Pika Music library, as it was, and this is Tomica Town. So it is related. I get off on the technicality. And after that we have from Sega Rally 2006, Temptation of Speed. And that's another one that requested by Electric Boogaloo. So I'll enjoy that and be back after this music break for the Chiptune Corner.
Sega, playing the best Sega music, 24/7.
and that was Sega Rally 2006, Temptation of Speed, requested by Electric Boogaloo. And before that, we had from the Sega Pico, Tomica Town, which is from the original Sega Pico and not the Pico Bina. So, game in the same series, but not the actual same game. Because Pico music is very difficult to track down. And apparently Green Chaos Emerald wants a thing, so Grey 4, can I steal you?
Chaos Control!
There you go. He's better at it than I am. So it's time for the Chipchun Corner! So today's Chipchun Corner highlight is Lamar, aka John Kokkonen, I think that's how it's pronounced, a Finnish artist who has been producing tracker and chiptune music since the 90s from their home base in the Finnish countryside. Which sounds pretty idyllic, to be honest. Sounds quite nice. If you want to find more of their work, you can find it on Bandcamp, where I will link that in the Discord chat. Oh yeah, thanks for the nightmare fuel there, Pocket Larry. That's great. Or you can message Lamar on Mastodon, and I'll post that as well if you happen to be on Mastodon. So that's their thing on Mastodon. But I am going to play you one of their tracks, which is called Terenki City Lights. So have a listen, let me know what you think, and if you like their work, go look, listen to some more of it and maybe throw them some money. All right, I'll be back after this to close out the show. And we are back! And that was Turenki City Lights by Lama, or Lamar, one of those. I also have to apologise to Doan. Apparently they sent me a request and I have not seen it. If you sent it via Facebook, Facebook is not working properly for me. I'm not getting most of my notifications. So if you want to send me a request in future, Blue Sky, Discord, Mastodon, all great. Facebook, not so much. Because Facebook has been flaky as heck since it had that outage a few days ago. But yeah, that was Lamar's Turenki City Lights. And I really like that track. I think it'd be really nice for... It's a nice kind of vaporwave sort of vibe. I like it. Excellent stuff. Oh, it was on Facebook. I'm sorry, hon. I'll see if I can add it to the playlist of my next show. Okay? Right, okay. So, thank you for tuning in, everyone. Stay tuned for SNS with Gavi, which I think should be coming up next. And be sure to check the schedule tomorrow for some more exciting live shows and probably more birthday celebrations. I should be back next week, where I plan to talk about games that Sega and Atlus released on the Sony PlayStation Vita, since I've just recently got one. The week after that, however, I will be at Kokorocon in Nottingham, when I will be doing a DJ gig on the Friday night, where I'll be doing chiptune and video game music. So if you happen to be at Kokorocon, please come and say hello. So I've got one last track to go out on, and it is from Sonic 06, and anyone who's ever met me will probably be able to guess which one it is. I've been Skyblaze, and this has been The Hidden Palace on Radio Sega. Please take care, and good night. We'll be right back.
Cause every night I will save your life, and every night I will be with you. Cause every night I still lay awake and I dream of an absolution. Cause every night I will make it right, and every night I will come to you. And every night it just stays the same in my dream of an absolution.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.